From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling for congressional approval of the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program, describing it as the most consequential foreign policy debate since the country's ill-fated 2002 decision to invade Iraq. President Obama is speaking at this moment at the American University in Washington. The U.S. Congress is in the midst of a 60-day window to consider the pact, set to vote in September whether to accept or reject the deal. Mr. Obama has promised to veto a rejection. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is again expressing concerns over China's massive island-building efforts in the South China Sea. Kerry met with China's foreign minister on the sidelines of the 10-nation ASEAN forum on Wednesday.
The United States shares the frequently expressed desire of ASEAN members to preserve the peace and stability of the South China Sea. We want to ensure the security of critical sea lanes and fishing grounds, and we want to see that disputes in the area are managed peacefully and on the basis of international law.
Meanwhile, Beijing has rejected criticism of its efforts and have refused to engage in discussions at regional gatherings like the ASEAN meetings. Later Wednesday, Kerry is to meet with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Hundreds of migrants attempting the journey across the Mediterranean are feared to have drowned after their overcrowded fishing boat capsized off Libya, according to Italy's Coast Guard Wednesday. The latest news reports say 400 people have been saved and 25 bodies recovered. The boat had run into difficulty about 15 nautical miles off Libya and sent a distress call. The two vessels were immediately dispatched to the scene. VOA News. South Sudan's army Wednesday dismissed as propaganda rebel claims of a food blockade aimed at starving them into submission ahead of peace talks to end the 19-month civil war. The United Nations and humanitarian agencies have also said some aid is being restricted, including into areas already on the brink of famine. However, an army spokesman denied that it had blockaded boats traveling on the Nile River, which is the main route for aid, into largely roadless northern areas. Saudi Arabia on Wednesday put to death two Ethiopians, a Pakistani and a Saudi, adding to what a rights group has called a campaign of death. The executions bring to 114 the number this year as compared to 87 for all of 2014, according to the AFP. The Ethiopians had been convicted of beating a fellow countryman to death and robbing him, according to the Interior Ministry in a statement carried by the Saudi press agency. In a separate case, the Pakistani was found guilty of smuggling heroin inside his body and was executed in Jeddah. The fourth man, a Saudi, was executed in Jazan after his conviction for shooting dead another Saudi in a dispute. The United Nations revealed Wednesday the Afghan conflict has caused almost 5,000 civilian casualties, including up to 1,600 deaths in the first half of this year. Meanwhile, the Taliban rejected the report. Ayaz Ghul reports.
In its mid-year report released in Kabul, the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan noted that some 90% of civilian casualties resulted from intensification of ground engagements between Afghan security forces and insurgents. UNAMA Chief Nicholas Haysom says that the anti-government forces were responsible for close to 70% of all the civilian casualties, primarily through the use of improvised explosive devices and through the targeted killings of civilians and attacks on civilian locations.
Of the nearly 5,000 civilian casualties, 5,000, there has been an increase in the number of women and children as a percentage of civilian casualties.
Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
U.S. drones and aircraft have begun arriving at an airbase in southern Turkey, according to the country's foreign minister Wednesday. It comes ahead of a launch of a planned effort to clear Islamic State militants from an area of Syria across the Turkish border. Mevlut Cavusoglu spoke during a visit to Malaysia, where met on the sidelines of a regional summit with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Investigators should know by the end of the week whether an airplane part that washed up on the Indian Ocean belonged to the missing Malaysian Airlines passenger jet, according to Australian officials. You can read details on that and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.